You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new representative next year in Michigan's 59th district. That includes all of St. Joseph County and a large portion of Cass County. Aaron Miller is one of four Republican candidates running for the seat, which is currently held by Matt Lorre, who cannot run for re-election because of term limits. Aaron Miller, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Gordon. It's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Well, I am a lifelong resident of Sturtis. I think I'll start with that. My wife is as well, and we appreciate our area very much. We attended college elsewhere. I attend college here at WMU, so it's great to be back. But we came back to our area, both of us, because we love it so much, and we'd like to see it made better, and that comes to why I'm running. I would like to see our area taken care of. And I believe one person can make a difference. I am optimistic in that sense. So I would like to see government done well. I would like to see our representatives do things right as far as responding to the people first. And that's what led me to run. That's what I want to do.
Let's talk about roads for a minute. Big issue Absolutely. This year in the state legislature. You say that you want to fix the roads, but you don't want to raise taxes to do it. So where would you get the money?
Well, we have taken a look at several spots where we can raise money in a sense without, or save money, I should say, without raising taxes. And that comes from efficiency with different departments. One example I'll give you specifically is the personal property tax. One thing that is funding the personal property tax, actually the main funding mechanism, which is unrelated, is the expiring tax incentives from the Granholm administration. Bad or good, those are expiring, and those tax revenues will now be coming back. Those will even exceed the $550 million that will be lost from the personal property tax being removed if Proposition 1 is so approved. With those tax incentives expiring and the new tax revenue coming in, that's just one way that we can look at the roads. Governor Snyder actually supported funding the roads with $1.2 billion, and he had a plan for where that $1.2 billion would come from without raising taxes, and the legislature disapproved. They disagreed and could not come up with a solution before their summer break simply because they thought the $1.2 billion was too rich for their taste.
Without raising taxes, I recall Governor Snyder saying that gas taxes would probably be increased as well as vehicle registration fees going up.
And that was in the works. Snyder had different plans for different for approval, and none of them really actually happened. He had different ideas he was looking at. And yes, gas taxes under one of his plans were going to go up.
You're a teacher. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on charter schools? There's some concern right now about the authorizations, the accountability. What would you want to do about charter schools if you're in the state legislature?
Well, Gordon, I'll step away from my party platform here absolutely and 100% because charter schools play by different rules, plain and simple, than public schools in our state. And if you play under different rules, it's not a fair ball game, and therefore you should not receive state funding. If you receive state funding, you know what? That's fine, but play by the same rules. Otherwise, state funding should not be there. We have something for schools who want to do what they want to do, and that's called private schools. I support private schools, but charter schools either need to get their feet in the private school arena or not accept public money for what they want to do.
On your website, you say that the Republican Party stance tends to be, and this is your word, anti-environment.
Absolutely.
How would you want to change that if you do become an elected official and a Republican lawmaker?
I would like to change that by combining with like-minded legislators, and there are those men and women out there who are pro-environment. I don't think it's a bad thing to say you're pro-environment, and unfortunately, with the Republican Party, that tends to be the case sometimes, not all the time. Rob Sisson is from my same town, and he ran 6 years ago, and he now is part of an environmental agency that helps do just that, helps look out for the environment while taking a conservative stance. It's a rare stance, but it's a good one, because I believe we are here to in part, take care of our earth and be good stewards of what we're given. And we only have one earth to do that with.
Real quickly, we've got about 20 seconds left. Some people may look at you and say you're a little young to be in the State House. What do you say to that?
I say you're wrong, because why not a young person? Why not somebody young with passion, energy, and the communication ability to see this job done well? And we may just need someone young to break up the club of those who are doing things just the same as they've always been done, just because.
Aaron Miller, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Gordon.
Aaron Miller is one of four Republican candidates running for the 59th State House District that includes all of St. Joseph and a large portion of Cass County.